Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Welcome to another edition of The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, but I am joined once again this week by Tom O'Connell.
Hello.
And we've been bringing you last week, and now we continue this week, some of our favorite albums of 2015 in no particular order, just in
alphabetical.
I guess an alphabetical order, but they are unranked or just some of our favorite albums at the present time of the past year. And Tom will give you a little bit of a rundown on what we gave you last week. But if you did miss the show, you'd like to check it out, you can check it out in a repeat spot on this very station, Local FM, on Thursday evenings. Check your local listings, and you can also find it for your own personal download on radioforall.net or iTunes podcasting service. And if you go and check out our Facebook group, there's a listing of where you can find the show for download or also broadcast perhaps in your own community, because the show is on a couple of different stations across Canada thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association. And I'll throw it over to Tom to give you a little bit of a recap of last week before we get back into bringing you five more of our favorite albums of the year.
All right. So I'll start with Brian's favorites. The first five that he played were the album Swallows by Anime, Arca's album Mutant, The Air Conditioned Nightmare by Doldrums, Empress Of and their album Me, and Faith Healer's album Cosmic Troubles. And my five albums that we listened to were Constant Bop by Bop English, The Magic Whip by Blur, Church's album, Every Open Eye, Courtney Barnett with her album, where's the title here? Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit.
You don't have that memorized?
Well, but in my list, it's on the back of the page. So instead of writing it all out, I put C front where I have like my full list.
You must have that Fiona Apple record title memorized now, the 40 odd word title of the last record.
I don't. I mean, the novel title, yeah. And the last one, album that I played from my list last week was I Love You, Honey Bear by Father John Misty. So should we just get started right with one of my picks?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so my next album that I'll be playing a track from is the fourth album by Canadian Claire Boucher, otherwise known as Grimes. Although it is perhaps in her album title, I kept doing this last time too. The name of the album is Art Angels. That's an important fact that I can't forget this date, the album title, when we're talking about albums of the year. But anyway, Art Angels is perhaps her most accessible album to date. It still retains the unique experimentation Grimes is known for. It debuted at number one on the Billboard Alternative chart to much critical acclaim. AV Club, which gave it an A-, wrote that it is slick and gritty, fun and funny, horrifying and grotesque all at once. And Exclaim wrote that Art Angels was worth every second of the wait. A complete record that's everything pop should be in 2015. Utterly uncompromising, imaginative, and somehow universally accessible. And we'll be listening to my favorite track off this album, which is titled Flesh Without Blood.
All right, we're going to move on to one of my favorite albums of the year. Beyond a strong reputation, bolstering breakout album Platform has cemented Holly Hendren's seat not just at the table, but deserving of a turn at the head of it. She's proven her creative fervor, technical prowess, and command of broad themes already, but this, her second full-length album, further explores these elements with pop undertones, somehow finding space in music concrete. This album continuously captures my attention in different ways through multiple listenings, and in naming Platform the 22nd best album of 2015, Fact magazine notes that Herndon has always maintained that the laptop is an instrument, and Platform furthers her argument. The album's computer-coded guts might be visible underneath its translucent veneer, but it embraces the humanizing possibilities of technology like nothing else. And as calculated and aggregated from 75 year-end lists by albumoftheyear.org, Platform was noted as the 19th best album of 2015. We're going to hear a track from that one called Locker Leak, following a track from Tom's pick that he just told you all about.
Grimes, Art Angels.
What? That's the one. So here we go. Keep it locked right here to The Mixtape.
Who lasts? Glass lasts. Who lasts? Glass lasts. Who lasts longest? Grass lasts longest.
Grass lasts. Wet bar wax, bleached in gold.
A garden house, organic flow. A friendly first.
Inside shorts.
On tap and terracotta. Be the first of your friends to like Greek yogurt this summer. Our liquor special. Aloe vera.
Terracotta.
Baked in earth. Wet bar wax. Bleached in gold. And cardboard mist. Claimed and active for such a cash. Iced naturals add to dash over curved plastic pressed in molds. Over curved plastic pressed in molds.
For easy shares.
Use the bones for found funds when you feel.
For salvage cash.
Preston in distressed denim for easy shares. Claimed inactive for salvage cash.
That was Locker Leak, a track from Holly Hendren's album Platform, which was one of my favorite albums of 2015. We also heard a track from Art Angels by Grimes, another one of Tom's favorite albums of the year. As we continue bringing you some of our favorite albums of 2015 here on the Mixtape, a yearly tradition, having lots of fun bringing you some of our favorites with a heavy focus, as always, on some Canadian content. But some of these things are albums that you wouldn't have heard from this year on a program that has generally over the last year or so been 100% exclusive Canadian content. So we're branching out a little bit from that, and we're going to keep it rolling here. Following his biggest year as a solo artist, it's reassuring for the XX to announce that work has begun on a new album to be released in 2016, because In Colors was a culmination of 5 years of work for Jamie Smith, aka Jamie XX, and I'm willing to bet that more reviews than not use the word banger at some point in their pieces about his debut album, because it is full of them. It's not a one-note release, however, blending electronic styles and influences. Smith succeeds here in his goal to create an album that sounded like it did not come from any particular era, but is far more approachable than any other records that receive similar descriptions. The elements are vast yet sparsely used to create a fun dance record in its rawest form. As noted by Will Moss for Under the Radar, In Colors is not simply a collection of disparate electronic styles, but a portfolio of the full skill set of one of Britain's best producers. As calculated and aggregated from 75 year-end lists by albumoftheyear.org, In Colors was placed on nearly 50 lists, which finds it as the sixth best ranked album of 2015. And it was by far my most played album of the year. A lot of people that I've seen talking about this record always say that it was one that once it ended, they put it on right again. And that has a lot to do, I think, with the strength of the record pretty much throughout and the really great closing track that we're going to hear from in our next set of tunes, which is called Girl.
Okay. So my next album we're going to hear from is The Park Avenue Sobriety Test by Joel Plaskett. It's definitely one of the more uniquely titled albums of the year. And I have here the origin story of the title of the album, Park Avenue Sobriety Test. The album's title derives from a nickname that Plaskett's former neighbor, Roy Logan, gave to the metal guardrail at the corner of Park Avenue and King Street in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. While the curve is not geometrically unusual and can be easily navigated by a conscientious driver, there have been several instances of impaired drivers mishandling the turn and smashing their cars into the guardrail. The title also forms an acronym for the word PAST, mirroring the album's primary themes of Plaskett examining his life as he approached his 40th birthday this past April. About this, Plaskett told Exclaim magazine, "The album is about a 39-year-old wrestling with his place on Earth and in society, navigating it. It sounds banal, and it kind of is, but it's important to me. And maybe if you're at the same point in your life that I am, it will make sense. As you get more experiences as an adult, you start notching up the lost friends and the missed opportunities and the way things could or couldn't have gone. You can choose to crumble or retreat temporarily or permanently, or you could power through it and look for the joy. I think I try to strike the balance of the two perspectives here. I can really feel both of these at certain times and even at the same time." And the album was a success, being named to the long list as a nominee for the 2015 Polaris Music Prize. And we'll be playing a track titled All Right, Okay.
All right, keep it locked right here. We're about to hear from Jamie XX and then Joel Plaskett as Tom and I bring you on the mixtape some of our favorite records of 2015.
It's a beautiful girl in Hackney, you know. I'm not sure.
Thomas, if you're not already, yeah. All right. One, two, three. But you can cry wolf or cry me a river. Knock on my door with a message to deliver. Jameson's whiskey's hard on the liver. Tell me something I don't know. I close my eyes, I sleep on a pillow. When someone dies, I weep like a willow. Blow him a kiss and say bye-bye, friend. You're never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay. If you're still standing, that's the price you pay. When you're gone, you don't come back. So you roll like a train on a one-way track. I lost my way when I lost my love. Couldn't make sense of the stars above. She's a little dipper that I'm thinking of, and she's never coming back again. When she said goodbye, the words that came quick, she spit them out fast, and I felt so sick. Now there ain't nothing magic in this magic trick, because she's never coming back again. But that's alright, that's okay. She never really knew me anyway. She taped her regrets to my microphone stand, said you can't hold the hand of a rock. The Joni Mitchell song's coming out of my speakers. Going to the shop for a new pair of sneakers. Then I'm gonna take a walk. Let's drive. In your spokes, everybody thinks that I'm making a joke, but I'm telling it like it is. I be hanging from the branches of my family tree. You know I look like my daddy, daddy looks like me. Halifax, Nova Scotia is the land of the free. I don't care what the anthem says. That's alright, that's okay. Get gone. Ain't got a clue how to get back home. I guess I better ask at the bar. Au revoir.
Okay, welcome back to the mixtape as we bring you our favorite albums of 2015. This is part two of a two-part year-end spectacular. You just heard a track from Joel Plaskett's album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, and that was my pick. And you heard a song called All Right Okay. And then before that, we had Brian's pick, which was off of In Colors, the album by Jamie XX, and we heard a track called Girl. And we're just going to keep right on going here. We'll start with my selection. And this is a song from the album Carrie and Lowell by Sufjan Stevens. This is Stevens' seventh album and his first since 2010's Age of Ads. But this marks a departure away from the electronic sound that was in Ads and back to the quiet folk sound that Stevens, those characteristics of Stevens' early career. It was well reviewed upon its release in March and thought by many music critics to be the best album to date by Sufjan Stevens, being named Album of the Year by Musica Nido and OOR Publications, and other, it made the top 10 list in other publications such as AV Club, Pitchfork, Stereo Gum, and The Guardian. The title carries a personal significance to Stevens, and I'll have a little quote here from actually, I forget where it's from. I think it's from Pitchfork, but I'll read it off here for you. Carrie and Lowell is titled after Stevens' mother and stepfather. Carrie was bipolar and schizophrenic and suffered from drug addiction and substance abuse. She died of stomach cancer in 2012, but had abandoned Stevens much earlier. First when he was one, then later repeatedly, which you'll hear the lyrics about in the track you're about to hear, Should Have Known Better, when he says, when I was three, maybe four, she left us at the video store. His stepfather, Lowell Brahms, was married to Carrie for 5 years when Sufjan was a child. As a testament to the importance of his role in Stevens' life, Brahms currently runs Stevens' label as Matic Kitty and shows up repeatedly on the record, most poignantly in the title track, where Stevens frames those 5 years as his season of hope. And like I said, you'll be hearing a track called Should Have Known Better.
I was really hoping for some more holiday tunes this year. Maybe next year.
He seems to kind of let it pile up for like five years or so and release like 50 tracks at once. So
I was hoping for some new ones.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. If you go to the Spotify like playlist for indie Christmas songs, it's basically all his stuff.
And like one Shin song, and that's like it.
All right. I'm going to play a track for you from To Pimp a Butterfly. I'm not even going to attempt to say anything of note here. It's been named the best album of the year by over 25 publications, and it made an appearance on 67 of the 75 lists collected by albumoftheyear.org, and no one would ever question its inclusion here. It sold nearly a million copies, garnered many Grammy nominations, including Album of the Year, Best Rap Album, and if you haven't checked out Kendrick Lamar's third album yet, I'm not going to be able to convince you to. Basically, everything he puts out keeps getting collectively better, and I can't wait to see how he pushes himself and others next. It was my second most played album of the year, and we're going to play a very slightly edited, clean version of King Kunta, my favorite track on the record, and that will be coming up next, following Tom's pick from the new Sufjan Stevens album, Carrie and Lowell. Here's a track called Should Have Known Better. Thank you.
up here. I don't want you monkey mouth sitting in my throne again.
Hey, it was headed back in the hood.
I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes we can, oh yes we can.
I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened?
Oh no,
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all sharing bars like you got the bottom bunk in a two-man sale. Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherf***ing ball.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
when you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody's screaming Compton. I should probably run from here when I'm done, to be honest. And I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court building, woo woo. Oh yeah, f*** the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life fake, but a fat screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, you okay? Limo tenant with a gold play straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh yeah?
Where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah?
Where you and I was walking, now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
That was King Kunta from the latest 2015 Kendrick Lamar album To Pimp a Butterfly here on The Mixtape, as we bring you some of our favorite albums of the year in an unranked alphabetical order. This is our second week doing so. I'm joined again this year, as always, by Tom O'Connell, and you also just heard a track from one of his favorite albums of the year. No big surprise to me is Sufjan Stevens, one of your favorite artists, for sure.
I'd say like top three easily, if not number one.
And he put out an album in 2015 called Carrie and Lowell. You heard a track from that one called Should Have Known Better. We're going to continue on in our journey through 2015, and we're just going to keep on rolling here to hear a track from Vega International Night School, the new album by Neon Indian. This album has been mentioned by many as oddly missing from most year-end roundups and the prime example of an underrated album in 2015. It's not that it's underappreciated, it's that it's just ignored, forgotten, or passed over by some, Perhaps it came out a year too late on the heels of others such as Ariel Pink, or perhaps it's been overlooked under the assumption that it's just another chill rave release, but it's anything but. The title of the album is a nod to his other project, Vega, and as ideas from both Neon Indian and Vega were merging, it was decided to combine the two projects into one and to retire the use of the Vega moniker. As such, some have considered it the end of one project and the debut of another, with Austin Reed from Pretty Much Amazing writing that Night School doesn't go down like a third album, it goes down like a reimagined debut because it introduces a newly carefree, naturally focused Neon Indian. And as third albums go, that's just about the best mentality you can employ. It's not fair to suggest that this album didn't receive some of its due, however. It's been placed on at least 9 year-end lists, including number 15 on the aforementioned Pretty Much Amazing, number 35 on Pitchfork, and number 35 as well on Gorilla vs. Bear. Similarly to Jamie XX's In Colors that you heard from not all long ago, this was an album I'd throw on with anyone in the car. The outdated Chillwave label should shed itself from Alan Palomo with another dancey, funk-inspired synth-pop release like this one, and you're going to hear a track called Slumlord.
And after that, you could hear a track from one of my picks for my favorite 10 albums of the year, and it's the album Goon by North Vancouver's own Tobias Gesso Jr. The 30-year-old musician has had an interesting career trajectory. After living in LA, playing bass for various acts, he moved home to North Vancouver, got a job with a moving company, and taught himself to play the piano. Long story short, he sent some of his demos that he recorded to J.R. White, formerly of the band Girls, and that leads to the release of the critically acclaimed Goon and songwriting collaborations with the likes of Sia and Adele. This album was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize, scored a Metacritic score of 81, and had appearances on several year-end lists, including Pitchfork. And to top off the accolades, Rolling Stone named Tobias Gesso Jr. one of the 20 biggest breakouts of 2015. And you'll be listening to my favorite track off this album titled How Could You, Babe?
All right, you're going to hear that coming up next on the mixtape, following a track by Neon Indian calling Slumlord right now, right here.
così che vive la discoteca, il pubblico xeroniano, la sua piccola peggio, in una maniera diversa alla nostra maniera.
So long, my only friend, I guess we gave it a try, and then I guess we tried again, I don't remember why.
Welcome back to the mixtape, and we are counting down our favorite, well, we're not counting down, we're just wrapping up our favorite albums of 2015. You heard one of mine most recently, How Could You Babe, off the album Goon by Tobias Gesso Jr., and then before that, we heard a track called Slumlord by Neon Indian and their album Vega International Night School. And we're just about ready to wrap up. We have one more song each, and I'll talk about mine first, and Brian will talk about his. Mine is from the album Leave No Bridge Unburned by Whitehorse. It is the third album from the Canadian husband-wife duo of Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland. It was long listed for the Polaris Prize and was named in the top 50 Canadian albums of the year by CBC Music. I could go on, but we're short on time. Brian, you take it away.
All right, as with Holly Herndon's platform. Garden of Delete is another electronically focused album that, while being the artist's most pop-oriented and accessible, is really neither of those things at the end. For Exclaim, Kyle Carney described the album as a sound collage like no other, which finds Danner Lopatin engaging listeners with an album that almost defies description. A strange, erratic, and creative release is one I've struggled to explain the appeal of to more than one occasion to different people, and I can't suggest you try to get past the noisy sample-based wild ride for something satisfying beneath, because it's the strange, fragmented nature that appeals to me, and it's all at the surface. And here, a track called Ezra. It was the 14th best album of the year as per albumoftheyear.org and named the best album of the year by Dummy Mag. Again, we've been counting down, bringing you, I always want to say counting down as well, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. We brought you 10 of our favorite albums each over the last 2 weeks. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're running out of time here, so we'll just end it with these couple of tracks. And if you want to go back and listen to any of this or check out any of our lists, you can do so by going to our Facebook group. Just search for The Mixtape, or you can find these shows for your own personal download at radioforall.net. Thanks so much, Tom, for joining me as well again this year as the last several years.
Well, thanks and, for having me. It's been always a pleasure.
At the very least, you'll hear from Tom again in 1 year's time, if not before then. And I'll be back again next week for another hour of 100% new Canadian music. Here is a track by 10Trix Point Never called Ezra, and then Whitehorse Evangelina as well in there in the mix.
Into the fire, into the knife, you're satisfying with courageous might. You take the team, you leave them one. You never finish till the job is done.
This.